Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. Thank you so much. This is the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do, folks. And tonight on the conversation, Pack the Courts is what the group is called, and they're reaching out to 2020 Democratic presidential candidates to support their push to expand the Supreme Court, because since we're getting a lot of people that are on the right, conservatives in the Supreme Court, we need to have people in the left to even it out. And I want to get into my thoughts on that and moving forward. There was a bill that was going into the House and Senate that was basically, if a baby survives abortion, you would give it the same respect you would any other baby and try to keep it alive. And it didn't get the 60 votes it needed. How anyone could vote against that, and I'll get into what that meant. Donald J. Trump is meeting with Kim Jong-un. I'm going to get into that because, you know, he has to be in bed with them and Russia and all this other stuff. So I'm going to get into all of that. Oh, Lord, Bernie Sanders. Gotta love him, though. He's had, in 1 week since he announced he's running, had three top people leave his campaign. And, of course, one of his big campaign promises is he's going to end federal prohibition on marijuana, which we're going to, I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter, huge cannabis supporter, but I'm not going to vote for him to end prohibition to sell out my country. No way. I also want to get into R. Kelly, you know, because he got released and, you know, he's about as innocent as Hillary Clinton. Dude, I wish he'd just come out and say, hey, I do all this crap, whatever. Legalize it. Let me have sex with 13-year-olds. Come on. I want to get into that. A former Lafayette teen died in 2017 due to energy drinks, and there's a push to make Indiana one of the first states to where you have to be 18 to either buy them or consume them. I'll get into that. And there is a Shop Men Med commercial that it has. It's a cannabis commercial. I'll get into that. It's amazing. It's awesome. Also, I want to get into, in the last about 15 minutes or so, about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Manchester United and what's going on there. And Colossians 3:15 says, And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your thoughts. For the members of one body are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Think about that as you're kind of going through your day to day, and welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And I really hope you do. And I'm going to touch on a little bit what I talked about last week about how, like, I wish Donald J. Trump would have been, you guessed it, against the wall, because all these Democrats were for it. You know, there's a big vote today, and they're basically going to try to stop Donald Trump's national emergency on the border. And that's okay, you know, that they're going to try to do this. Trump's going to veto whatever they do no matter what. You know, and there's a lot of Republicans that say, well, I support a wall, but this is not the way to do it, and da-da-da. Well, of course this isn't the way to do it for you, because what you don't realize is that guy that's saying that is someone that's been in Congress for a very long time. A wall should have been built a long time ago. This should have been done in 2006 with a democratically controlled House and Senate. They voted basically to, you guessed it, put up a fence. Most of that fence was never built. Never. So what happened to all that money? That's what people don't realize. The same people that don't want to have guns. Oh, they have guns, but they don't want you to own a gun. now we got a group of people called the Pack the Courts group, and they're a group of like college kids and stuff that are asking 2020 Democratic presidential candidates to support measures to increase the number of people in the Supreme Court so you can have more liberals in there or more conservatives. What we should be having in the Supreme Court is people that are saying, okay, the Second Amendment guarantees your right to bear arms to protect yourself from an ever-controlling government. The separation of church and state means that the government will not run our churches and not tell us what we can or cannot say. That's where we're at. You know, here's the law. People want to interpret, well, actually the Second Amendment really doesn't guarantee your right to do anything. So when we tell you, you know, no, separation of church and state means you can't have like biblical things in a government building. No, that's not what it means. You know, people don't get this because they're not. Most kids learn their news and stuff from Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert back in the day. It's sad. I mean, you know, all you have to do is look. Well, it's fear-mongering. No. These abortion laws, when you have a baby and it's born, you can kill it. Oh, that's Republican. That's Trump fear-mongering. That's Republican fear-mongering. About a month ago, a reporter asked, well, in this bill with this abortion law, you're going to basically be able to, if a woman has a baby, you'll be able to decide after it's come out if you want to kill it or not. Yeah, basically that's what it is. You know, and I mean, where's this country coming from? There's times where there's a liberal majority in the Supreme Court. There's times where there's a conservative majority. But they have to look at the laws and follow the law. Okay, what does the Second Amendment mean? What does the separation of church and state mean? What's the 15th Amendment mean? What do all these things mean? A judge needs to know this is what this means. That's what this means. Okay, you have a right to bear arms, but if an innocent kid is walking around, you don't have the right to just shoot anyone willy-nilly. If you feel threatened with your life, yeah, you can go ahead and protect yourself. No, but this notion that like, well, you know, there's not enough, we're going to get, you know, when Ruth Bader Ginsburg is no longer in the Supreme Court, you know, there's another conservative we can possibly get. And going forward with all this, it's like, oh, we got to do something. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is already talking about H.R. 4 and bringing that back, the Voter Rights Act of 1965, which is already there. Because, you know, what they're trying to push is, you know, equality for voting and equality for this and equality for that. What the H.R. 4 Voting Rights Act actually does and says is, well, let me see here. You don't have an ID, we have to let you vote because that'd be discrimination. You're illegal, you're not even a U.S. citizen, we have to let you vote. That's discrimination if we don't. That's what's going to happen. That's what it's sort of like the, see, they don't want to ban guns. They want to have little, see, here's this piece of paper right here. Fill this out and it's going to register your gun and all this stuff. Just minor legislation. You know, and then when that doesn't work, then they'll tack on a little bit more control. And then when the more gun control they put on, the worse crime gets of these until they have your guns. That's what this HR 4. It was to ensure that like anyone could vote. Everyone has the right to vote. If you're a legal U.S. citizen. And you have, and you should have to have ID for that. You have to have ID for everything. Voter ID, you have to have it for everything. So why shouldn't you? A lot of states you don't have to have voter ID, but you have to have an ID to do all kinds of stuff in the U.S. in this law, they're basically trying to, well, they want to make it so that when the next voting comes around, guess what happens? You saying that you have, that way they can, well, yeah, I know your state says you have to have an ID, but if they don't have an ID, you have to let them vote because that's discrimination if you don't. They're trying to trump with, well, we're going to trump our bill with your bill so that, and that's the problem we deal with in this country. They're, you know, see, liberals are still mad because they had a rigged election and they lost and they still don't know how to deal with it. But that's just, you know, this 1965 Voter Rights Act. It's not been discriminated against. Sorry, if we feel you should have ID to prove who you are when you're going to vote so that you're not voting three times. Sorry, if we want to make sure you are who you say you are. Sorry, if there's tons of videos out there that, yeah, you know what, just an FYI, you know, don't try to be obvious, but if you collect a bunch of Trump ballots, just tear them up and throw them in the garbage. And don't be, you know, whatever, you know. When all these video, you know, we want to make sure that doesn't happen. You know, it's a government by the people, for the people. You know, they're supposed to be working for us. You know, everyone talks about, well, let me see here. Let me see here. What can the government give me? Not what the government can do for me. Oh, of course, that's this generation. What can the government give me? What can the government do for me? How can I, you know, there's no coming to this country with $50 and trying to do something and make something of yourself. It's all, what can the government give me? You know, I can't believe this. I have to pay for my own college. I think we need to have a national emergency for people because they can't, you know, they pay their college. This country has changed. It's sad. And the government needs to realize who they're working for. It's sad. It's sad when you have this government that's like, oh, that's fear-mongering. If my wife was able to give birth to a baby, oh, well, we're going to go ahead and kill it. Yeah, what the heck? I would die. Me and my wife would love it. It's crazy. Jack Kevorkian and all he went through, you know, so if I was to do what Jack Kevorkian did, because I work in assisted living communities here, I know what suffering is like. I know what it's like to know people that live in a bed, that you basically wake them up, they eat, you clean them, they crap, and they go back to bed. I know it's not a quality of life. That would be illegal, but chopping up a baby that's 10 minutes old, oh, that's legal. It's crazy. I never thought I would see that. And then I have a bill that, okay, if he survives abortion, you try to keep it alive, and you have people vote against it? I don't know. I mean, what is it like? It can cost $40,000 or more to adopt a kid, but like, when did aborting a kid be more expensive than adopting one? Okay, if you are considering abortion, maybe you should consider people who would take care of the kid and raise it. I mean, it's just one of those things that, you know, when you watch the news and, you know, these kids were locked in the basement and they're beaten and abused, and you sit there and you go, wait a minute here. We would die to have kids, and, you know, they sit there and they poured boiling water on a baby. It was crying and it wouldn't shut up, so they suffocated it to death. And we would die to have kids. Not really die to have kids, because we want to be alive to be there for them. But, you know, someone up there is going to take that literally, like, so you want to die to have kids? Okay. You know, it's this world that we live in. You know, I support medical cannabis, and I support legalization of marijuana, and it's great that that hemp bill passed and everything. It's amazing. But I'm not going to sell my soul to the devil to get it. Well, we need to end federal prohibition. Okay there, Bernie Sanders. I'm not going to, you know, and these kids that don't know any better, they're going to be all over that. Oh, cool. Free pot. It's like that guy that was at the bank. Oh, thank God, Obamacare. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Obamacare, man. Ooh, free health care. My sister's like, free? What do you mean free? Who's paying for all this? Who's paying for all that? Oh, I never thought of it like that. Lord help you. Because everyone just thinks it's free. One of my aunts did our wedding cake. That was our wedding gift. Free to us, but the time it took her, the cost of the supplies, the everything to make it happen, it's not free. She had to put love and time into it. Free means taxpayer paid for. It means it's coming out of your butt too. What it is, okay, I'm going to go into your wallet, kid, and I'm going to take money out of your wallet, and then that money's going to be pulled together. And once you pull all that money together, guess what's going to happen? Then we're going to give some of your money back to pay for your crap. You're just going to get mad because, wait a minute here. Oh yeah, that's right. You're taking my money? Well, yeah. I mean, how do you think this stuff's being paid for? Through tax dollars, your tax dollars. Your taxes keep going up and up and up. You know, someone has to pay for all this stuff. You know, the tax return. No, the government's taking money out of your taxes, out of your paycheck and taxes, and they're just giving some of it back that you took. It's not a refund until they give you back more than you put in. That's where we're at. You know? And most people I know don't even have they owe money. They have all these commercials. What are you going to do with your tax refund? I'm like, pay? Well, what am I going to do with my tax refund? I'm going to try to figure out how I'm going to get the money to pay. I'm going to be, next time, if we owe this year, I'm going to claim I'm a sovereign citizen. No, I don't believe in taxes. Uh-uh. Bull crap. Nope. I'm not claim I'm a sovereign citizen. There you go. They do it on all the time on cops. Well, I don't have to have ID. I don't have to have this. I'm a sovereign citizen. You have to pay taxes. Says who? I don't want to. See, it's different if I'm like own a gun and I'm just like randomly shooting in the air and shooting at people for no reason. Okay, that's different. And I'm not paying taxes. I think paying taxes should be a right. You know, if you want to, you should have the right to pay tax. You don't have, you know, if you don't want to. Like a buddy of mine got into it one time. He goes, well, everyone wants to get rid of the penny and round up. I'm like, why round up? Round down. I'll take every transaction I do from when I was alive. I would love to know if I took every transaction and rounded down how much money I saved. Or how about I round up to the 5 or the 10, like the 50 cent or the 55 cent or 60 or 65. What if I rounded up and took all that change and put it in like a savings account? I wonder how much I would have by now. It'll add up. That's why the post office will increase the stamp by a penny, because it adds up with the millions of people buying stamps. but you have like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders' campaign sees major shakeup in just 1 week after starting. Three of his people have walked out. Gee. Wonder why. I wonder why. But it's just nuts. And I think Democrats are going to beat themselves to death over this because, you know, they don't have a platform. And then you got Ocasio Cortez over here, this Green New Deal, and many estimates say it's going to be $600,000 per taxpayer. That's going to come out of our butts. A Brooklyn bartender. And a lot of Democrats are like, feel like, well, she's trying to, like, she actually has an idea or a plan. Like, this is my game plan. And there's a lot of people like, hey, she's, what the hell? We're just making up crap as we go. And we're just oppositioning whatever anyone on the other side supports. We're against it. We're playing a little game here. Politicians win. You lose. You know, if the politicians were doing their job, we wouldn't be having this wall discussion. It would have been built a long time ago. We would be asking maybe funding to, you know, maintain it and keep it going and fixing it, but that's about it. It would already been built. That's the problem. Your homework for my listeners, watch Distinguished Gentlemen if you haven't seen that movie with Eddie Murphy where he's a crook that becomes a politician. It's freaking hilarious. It's the truth. If I go down, you go down, Dick Dodge. When I had to buy 40,000 copies of your autobiography, the boring one, so your kids could go to college. It's the truth. That's how this world works. You know, they'll buy 50,000 copies of the book. They'll give it to some retail, like discount retailer, to sell at a discount. Just say, hey, this book sold 5,000, 20,000, or whatever the number is. But that's this world we live in. These kids that don't know. I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders because I want free pot. I want, like, legalized pot, man. Okay, that's great. Legalized pot. I support it, but, okay, I'm not going to sell my soul over it. I mean, when you can't have people who, if you have anybody out there that, I can't believe there's one nay when it comes to an aborted baby trying to save it. I can't believe there's one nay. I can't believe it. But I mean, who believed that Donald J. Trump would be sitting there having talks with North Korea? I mean, you got to look at it. Whatever happens, happens. We got to be moving forward. I'm just waiting for the left to say, hey, well, Trump's in bed with Russia. Now he's getting in bed with North Korea. And when he's over there, he's going to be hanging out with Kim Jong-un more. And then he's going to have him nuke us all. Because Trump hates America. He hates us. And he's a neo-Nazi German who supports Christianity, supports the Second Amendment right, and supports Jews. But he's Hitler somehow, I don't know. Sort of like when you're drawing. You're doing a drawing and you forget to freehand a rough sketch. and you start putting it together and the pieces aren't going together, and you're like, okay, well, this anatomy is not working. Dirty, we're going to put a little smoke screen in there. We're going to draw a little cape to cover up the part that isn't working. Dirty, there you go. You know, that's that's how this is. You know, oh, Trump is 100% the exact opposite of Hitler, but, you know, he's Hitler somehow. That's the problem. You have these kids that don't know anything. That they, time and time and time again, crap their pants when they hear Hillary Clinton against gay marriage for a wall. All these things that she's now like 199% against, now that she's for it, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. And that they flip the F out. Well, who said this? Well, that's Donald Trump. No, that was actually Bill Clinton who said that, you know, we're a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws. Now, I support medical cannabis, and I support cannabis as much as anybody, but I don't want to gain, I don't want to have a socialist nation just to get it. I don't want taxes. Those politicians don't represent us. I mean, if you don't support the NFL, why should you have to use your tax dollars to buy a stadium? If you don't support what the NBA stands for, why should you have to pay for the stadium? It should have a thing where, okay, if you don't want to pay this, you don't want to do that, you shouldn't have to do that. If you want to pay more in taxes, go right ahead. I don't want to pay taxes. You know, there was a time in this country where people did for each other and helped each other out. Now you got to work 10 jobs just to make ends meet, just to make a living. What is it? It's like $100,000, I think, in most of California, just to be like poverty level, make that kind of money. Crazy. You know, the days of a one-income household providing for a family of four is gone. I'm going to get into this because this is, we had a former Lafayette teen in 2017 died after consuming mass amounts of energy drinks. And Senate Bill 369, which has been introduced via Ron Alting, he's a great guy, would make you have to be 18 years old to consume energy drinks. And there's like, I forget, like it's like, yeah, 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine if you're getting for someone that's not 18. And there are so many people outraged. Here we go, more. Yeah, they're just legislating away America. Well, those things are, for the most part, not regulated. Talk to my muscle doctor in Indianapolis. He doesn't support them at all. I've been in the hospital because of 5-hour energies. And they claim to only have the caffeine equivalent of 2 cups of coffee. Wow, at work, I drink coffee like a sieve. But one of those puts me in the coffer. I drink coffee like water, but whatever, you know. And it's been a huge debate because I was talking to some people from the local news station about it, you know, some viewers and stuff at that station and what they thought and this and that. And everyone's like, oh, you're trying to regulate America and regulate and da da da. And I'm like, well, think about it from the family's perspective. Those things aren't regulated. Those things aren't safe. So if you're against this thing for energy drinks, and are you against the regulations for tobacco? Because, I mean, we need to educate people first and foremost. You know, these kids that are doing those Juul, the e-cigarettes that look like a little chip for your computer. Oh, I didn't know they had nicotine in them. And by the time she realized they contained nicotine and were addictive, she was already hooked. that's the problem we have. There's no education. There's no common sense in these kids. These kids don't know it. Oh, I didn't know these jewels had nicotine. Oh, and then they're hooked, and then they can't quit. I don't know. I don't know this generation. I don't know. I mean, when I smoked back in the day, I knew cigarettes weren't the healthiest thing for me, but I didn't know at the time that, oh, that in the 50s, they kind of put the link that when they took a cigarette and they brewed the tobacco like a tea and they poured it over rats' backs, it produced tumors, that they pretty much knew in the 50s that it was carcinogenic, and they covered it up. I didn't realize that several years later, they found out that when they added ammonia to the tobacco, it enhanced the nicotine absorption, so you got more nicotine, it was harder to quit. No, I didn't realize a lot of this stuff that was happening and going on. I knew it wasn't the safest thing, but we need to educate. But then you don't want to have legislation, but then how can legislation stop a kid from eating Tide Pods? If they want them, they're going to eat them. If they want to cut off a piece of deodorant and eat it, they'll do it. If they want to turn their electric burner on the range to high and burn their arm, they'll do it. In some ways, I think maybe they should just not have any regulations or anything. Hey, if you want to kill yourself, go right ahead. Thin out the herd. If you're too stupid enough to realize that eating a Tide Pod can kill you, then you deserve the outcome. Maybe that would thin out, and maybe that would change stuff. I don't know. I do know this, though. I wish when my parents told me to do something, I wish I would have done it. See, I was taught to think for myself. Don't just believe what people say. Okay. And now that this should be common sense for a lot of you people. Since every time you turn around now, there's new people that, you know, I guess Harry Winkler, the Fonz, is dead. Who is it? Tommy Chong's been reported dead on his Twitter feed. He lit up a joint and goes, "I'm not effing dead, man." You know, but since there's so many of these fake, I don't know what's cool about these faking celebrity deaths, but going forward with this, just from them, I don't try. I have to look into it and read. And then a lot of the headlines, the headline will be like, "The Brooklyn Bridge collapsed." And then when you read the fine print, while Republicans and Democrats cannot come to an agreement on funding to keep the Brooklyn Bridge from possibly getting the necessary repairs it needs to keep it from collapsing. That's not what the title of the article said, but then if the Brooklyn Bridge did collapse, it'd be on every news station everywhere. MTV would even probably air. You know, but that's about 26 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world and stuff. But, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to even be in the United States to see some of the hypocrisies. And you have government. That's why England, the British people are starting to do without, and we better, as royalty, better cut back on what we're doing and the celebrations we're having and the parties we're having, because if they're having to do without and we're not, French Revolution. Yeah, the politicians better start waking up to realize that, hey, if the American people are having to do without, they better start having to do without, or else we're going to have a French Revolution. And if you don't know what that is, learn your history. Learn your history, folks. Learn your history. Because you can't know where you're going if you don't go backwards. And you probably wonder, what in the heck did he just say? You can't know where you're going if you don't go backwards. That's what kids are today. They don't know which way is forward, backwards. They don't know their history. They don't know anything. You know, if I'm going to start a restaurant or an eBay, okay, you know, like one of the biggest questions on eBay or Amazon, what's the biggest thing? What sells the most? What are the top 10 things? If I want to sell something that's getting, what I tell people to do, if you're going to sell something on eBay, look up like a product and see how many are selling. How many, okay, like these pens, how many units have sold? If there's like, if like the first page of 40 or 50, they have like 100 of these sold or 1,000 units sold, whatever, then okay, there you go. Know what works. Okay, well, why did Shoney's fail? Well, they used to be a decent place, and then all they ended up relying on is most of their revenue came from their brunch, their breakfast buffet, and then when that went to a hell in a handbasket, guess what? They went under. They didn't make it. You know, well, okay. Why is KFC successful? Why is Chick-fil-A successful? I watched some video about some, like, RoboCop to protect the secret ingredient. I wonder what you do at KFC. Like, hey, if I'm allergic, I need to know what's in your fried chicken because I'm allergic to things. Because, well, I mean, and the whole time I'm watching this and there's, like, some underground bunker that can survive, like, nuclear holocaust and stuff to keep the recipes. And I'm like, and there's some people that believe that at one time there might have been 11 herbs and spices, but I know a professor that got a hold of some of the flour, the breading that they use with everything in it and all. And I've seen like 4 people that have done this, and he was one of them. And like somebody got a hold of the breading right after Colonel Sanders died. And one of the biggest things, the only thing they've ever found is salt, pepper, monosodium glutamate besides flour. That's it. But they always have this, well, you know, this is, yes, well, actually the recipe is divided up in 20 different parts, you know, and it's in an encrypted code in 75 different locations. Supposedly, like, McCormick's makes this half of it here and half of it here, and they don't know what the other half has and all this. I'm like, oh, Lord. You know, if you like KFC, you do. If you don't, you don't. But they had that RoboCop thing, and I'm just laughing. But it's one of those things. But if KFC is great, you want to find out, well, what makes KFC great? What makes Chick-fil-A great? Okay, and let's follow their model. You know? Chick-fil-A is doing a lot of great things. Well, it's great when you have a company. I've considered working for them. I don't think I'd get that much money, but being a manager there, because when you see, because if someone's having an issue, I'm going to go pray for the guy. I'm going to go out there and pray for him. I mean, where I work, I pray with a lady all the time, and one lady goes, I'm like, I feel bad. She goes, no, you guys are praying, so I'm just letting you pray. I'm like, well, if you wanted to, if you need a prayer, you know, join in. And you need to stand up for what you believe in. That's what this country was founded on. You know, look at how good Chick-fil-A is. Because they stand for what they believe in. They're a Christian organization. They actually, one of these football stadiums wanted them and finally got them in there. And they said, you're never open. Well, we don't work on Sundays. We're always closed. And they spent all this money to get a Chick-fil-A in there. And unless they do a Monday night football or a Saturday game, Chick-fil-A is never open because they don't open on Sundays. It's hilarious, though. you know, to think that, you know, that, hey, but they have morals and they have values. I mean, I wish I had a job that I didn't work on weekends. But, you know, I keep on the tradition, that the vision and tradition of Mary Mother Teresa Dudzik of the Franciscan Sisters of Chicago. And we help people. You know, most kids don't want to work these days. You know, we're open 24/7, 365. It doesn't matter. Someone's got to, we don't send the residents home on Friday and they come back Monday. That's not how it works. We're there 24/7. At some point in your life, folks, you're going to have your butt wiped. Hopefully you're old enough to have someone that wipes your bottom and helps bathe you and helps get you ready. You know, it's called the giving tree. You know, someone does for you and you give back to them. There are some people that raised me that when I was a little bitty kid that lived there, that I got to take care of and be there for. But this notion that we have these, I'm going to take a call, so let me see if he's there. Hello?
Yeah, you weren't with us the last few weeks, yeah?
Like 2 weeks ago I was off because I was basically moving. So I moved my studio and everything and had to get stuff set up, so that's why I was off.
So you're back to two there?
Yep.
And you want to speak about the wall? And
yeah.
Rich McConnell is going to bring it down for a vote?
Yep.
Isn't that very sad?
Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that I feel like if the government would have done their job, the wall would have been there a long time ago. I mean, the thing that scares me is in 2006, when the democratically controlled House and Senate voted unanimously to have a fence put up, like they said, I read in an article that like 40 to 50% of it was never even finished. So where did all that money go that was supposed to go to put the rest of that wall up? AKA a fence at the time.
Yeah, but shouldn't the Republicans stand behind the president?
They should, but it's scary when no former president that's living supports Donald J. Trump. And a lot of people say if no former president that stands with Trump, then he must be doing something right.
And the what about signing the spending bill? A lot of policies the Democrats support in that bill. That's gonna like damage Donald Trump, no?
I think it could. I think they're doing everything in their power to try to make him look bad. And try to make him look like he's the bad person. Like, hey, we're trying to do all this and this, and look at he, you know, because there's a lot of people.
But on the other hand, we haven't seen such an amazing approval rate, like, you know, in the high 80s and 90% in the Republican Party. Isn't that pretty high?
Yeah, that's
historically
really
high, no?
Yeah.
And then you see that the latest, they say, like in the Democratic Party, 30% are left and 40% are like, you know, in the middle. And a Republican, mm-hmm. you have a big percent that are right, like 60%, and only 20 or 30 that are moving to the left. So we see that the majority of the country is not ready to accept this left wing, this left way of life.
Yeah.
Even though the media makes it sound like the country is moving left. But it's only a 30% of one party. That's it.
Yep.
That's good news for the president, no?
Yeah, I think it is great news. One of the things I think that's really great news. But I think there's a lot of people that if you ask, okay, what is the Democrat stand for? What does the Democratic Party stand for? And they can't tell you. You have a majority of the kids that well, we're against a wall. And when you show them a video of Hillary Clinton supporting a wall and Barack Obama supporting a wall and Nancy Pelosi supporting a wall, wait a minute, when did they switch?
Yeah, so what do they say? When do they say? They must have an answer, no?
And they're like, oh, I didn't know that. And they don't really know what to say. Like when Hillary Clinton came out that she was all of a sudden for gay marriage, and they showed videos where, like, Hillary, do you support gay marriage? No. No, marriage is between a man and woman only, and the people booed her. And they couldn't believe that because in their minds, they've seen, every time they've seen Hillary Clinton or whenever they hear about her, she's always for gay marriage. She's always against a wall. And when they find all these videos that prove the exact opposite, they don't know what to think.
Well, one of the Democrats, senator, said to take down the wall, no?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
there's several
who said that if they build the wall, he's going to vote to have it torn down.
So even the parts that are already built. It's like open borders. All terrorists, welcome to the USA.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to me, it's kind of like that H.R. 4 Voting Rights Act of 1965 that they're trying to reintroduce, because I feel like they feel like, well, if this gets reintroduced, then if you don't have ID, that's discrimination. You have to let them vote. If they're illegal, you have to let them vote because that's discrimination.
Yeah, it'll take another few years and Democrats will take over the country because the younger generation are more majority of Democrats.
Yep.
Because the colleges, they're all Democratic, all the schools and colleges.
Yeah.
I don't think Bernie Sanders is a potential opponent for the president.
I think he is. I think Hillary Clinton would have become president if she would have taken him as the VP. Because a lot of people were pissed off because when she stole the nomination, he wasn't even picked. And since they said, well, if you're going to steal the nomination, we're not going to vote for you.
But you're saying even the middle class, the Democrats, will support a socialist like Democratic socialist like Bernie Sanders?
I could see more like the college, you know, the 20-something.
And they,
but
the,
I don't
and they
see
independent,
like...
And the independent?
I don't see an independent doing that. I don't see like a 40-year-old Democrat voting for Bernie Sanders. I see more like the younger generation, the 18 to 30.
And what about Cortez chasing out Amazon from New York? Isn't that a crazy thing?
It is. It's crazy.
But why didn't Amazon stick up for their rights? Like all they're like in a certain way they're supporting that decision by giving into all this harassment.
I kind of feel like they're like, okay, well, if you don't want us, then we're going to do our own thing. Okay, if you don't want us, fine. We're going to come out with numbers. This is how much taxes we'd pay. This is all this revenue you would get, all the jobs you were going to get. Now you're not going to get any of it. And we're going to, if you don't want us, then we're going to make sure that you're known as the reason why we didn't open up a place in New York.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, it is. And how anybody can brag about a company not wanting to come to your state. And if you don't if you think that they don't pay enough or they don't have, you know, humane rules for their employees or they don't give them breaks enough or whatever you think they do, if you know, whatever the case may be, then you say, okay, well, then we need to work on that. Okay, we're going to have you here, but if you're going to come to New York, you know, you're going to have some rules so that you have ethical practices with your employees so that they can, you know, they're not feeling like they're like a 18th century coal miner where there were no rules, no, you know, where the coal mine basically owned you and ran your life.
Wow, that sounds pretty basic.
But that's the problem. I mean, it's just... Because there's a lot of people, oh, well, Amazon's a bad company and this and that. I'm like, well, well, if there's something you don't like about them, then you need to try to work to get that changed.
Wow. And you filled that final documentation should be given out to the public?
What did you say? I didn't hear that.
Do you think that the Mueller case should be out there to the public, or should be kept behind closed doors?
I don't trust a word out of Mueller's mouth, to be honest, but if they want to go through with this, go right ahead. I mean, I think it should be transparent. I think it should be out in the open. Like, I just don't really think I can trust anything out of his mouth.
But if they haven't found any Russian collusion, they haven't found any meddling with the elections, then how can they? They do meddle, but there's no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. How come it's still investigating, and what's he gonna tell the public? Why are the Democrats so crazy about him giving out his statement? You know, and we know that there was no collusion. So what's gonna?
Oh, I know.
Yes,
I don't think there's. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be anything there. I don't know why they're harping on this. I honestly think they rigged the election and they lost and they're mad. And the thing that gets me is from day one, before he was even – if Trump becomes the president, he's not going to. But if he does, we're working on trying to impeach him before he's even elected. And with this Mueller thing, I think they're just – they can't say the country is doing really well. Unemployment in the Hispanic communities is down. Black communities, unemployment's down. Everything's going great. And since they can't say he's doing a great job, okay, they got to keep this Russian collusion narrative going on. Because now that North Korea is actually, you know, coming to the table and talking and sitting with the president, and hopefully it goes in the right direction, which no one thought would happen. They don't know what to do, so they just got to go off this false narrative that somewhere there has to have been collusion with Russia.
But isn't it scary if in 2020 the president doesn't win the election? Isn't it scary what the country's reaction will be then?
Yeah, that's what's going to be scary. And I think the Democrats are looking to try to find someone that is electable by just being, okay, I'm going to vote for this person because she's a woman and I'm a woman. Or she is Mexican and I'm Mexican. Or she's Asian and I'm Asian.
But a lot of states also gave away, a lot of states are giving up their right for the Electoral College to the president that wins the majority, the population, the whole population, yeah? That's the stir of a Republican becoming president, because we know that if you go in the popular vote, the Democrats are usually much stronger. It's just those states that you need to win that the Republicans can spin out a very close win. But if all these are states giving away the electorals to the one that has the majority, the population there, then that's going to be very hard for the Republican, no?
Yeah. I think so. But do you think that anyone's going to try to challenge Trump for the Republican nomination?
Even if somebody does, it's just going to be for a few weeks, you know? It's not going to hold out there for too long.
Exactly. I agree.
Because Donald Trump is going to come and say, look here, I've delivered something that five presidents couldn't deliver. I've done so much in these few years, you know. Why wouldn't he vote for him? Even though you might disagree with certain, you know, he's a man for himself. He behaves the way he behaves, and you know, but he's doing the job. You're never gonna have somebody that's in line exactly with yourself, you know. Besides for yourself, nobody's the same.
Exactly.
So you have to appreciate everyone the way they are. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, he's not perfect. I mean, like I tell some of my staunch liberal friends, I'm like, if you voted for Hillary Clinton, that's great, but you shouldn't agree with 100% of everything she stands for. I mean, I agree with Trump, but there are things that okay, I don't want to have people just, okay, we're not going to have a Congress and Senate. I'm just going to executive order everything.
Well, he's just, he's the, like, probably the only president that has had the most difficult of times fighting with his own party and the whole country, sticking up for what he believes. And you know, he has a bunch of weakling Republicans that are scared to say what they believe. And Democrats are just so united and so they're so full of themselves and they're not scared to say whatever they believe. Then you have these weakling Republicans, and Trump is standing up for them and rebuilding the party, rebuilding the right wing in America.
Yeah.
You know, we have to see on the positive side what he is giving and not keep on saying, well, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that. And, you know, nobody's perfect, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's nice to have someone that realizes that it's by the people and for the people.
Yeah, it's full of energy, full of common sense. And you know, he has his things. You know, he has a bit of a rough guy, but that's the way you run a country. That's the way you run business. You can't just be this weakling. You have to, in a certain way, that's what the Democrats do. They're united and they fight for their rights. And that's what the right wing and the Republican have to learn. You can't necessarily be so perfect. You know, you have to. Everything comes with its pluses and minuses, and you have to do what you believe is best.
Exactly. And I don't think a lot of people, as I got about 2 minutes left in the program, there's not a lot of people that they're like, oh, wow, we're not used to having a candidate that fires back at us when we're trying to interrogate the president with the questions, you know, we're not used to having someone fight back.
Yeah, I think it's absurd. I think Donald Trump, I think the country owes him a lot, Donald Trump. The country owes him a lot.
Yes, it does.
You know, he really believes in making this country great.
He does. He sacrificed a lot. If I had the money he had, I'd probably be on a beach just relaxing. So.
Yeah, now his dad is done for life. He has to have security. He can't go wherever he wants. You know, he's risked his life for his country. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, I'm going to let you go, sir, because I got about 60 seconds left, but thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
But that's the truth. I mean, he has sacrificed a lot, you know, and that's what it's just an amazing, the call is just 11. I got about 60 seconds left, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in where you are all around the world, from France to England, Germany, and all that, Canada. Thank you so much. I didn't get into some of the Premier League stuff, but I was talking with one of my regulars. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And just remember this. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next, this coming Thursday, good night, all. And God bless. Goodbye.